This is my life. I was born in a very traditional and happy family. My parents always treated me like a princess, and I always had anything I wanted. I had a normal and happy childhood, and I was a harmless teenager as well. I also have a brother that is 3 years older than me. Even though we were loved the same way, our raising was very different. Through my parents' eyes and the society, he was the leader, the man of the house. And I was the princess. Sometimes when I got angry as a kid, I wanted to swear, but I learned to slip the word under my breath. If I say it out loud, my mom would tell me, "Hey, this is ugly. Don't say that ever again." "But mom, why can my brother say that? He says it all the time, and that's where I learned it in the first place." And she would tell me, "Well, because he's a man." I am terrible at sports. My dad, uncles, and cousins used to have a tradition to play paintball at least once a month, and I never went with them. That's because whenever I tried to pass the front gate to get in the car and go with them, my dad would say, "Honey, stay at home. Those bullets can be very painful if they hit you, and I don't want you to get hurt." Later on, my brother would show me all his new bruises and laugh about the game and the amazing afternoon he had. When I was younger, whenever I went shopping to buy some clothes, everything I chose had to be approved first by my mom. After all, I could not wear short skirts or dresses because that could give people the wrong impression about me. "You have to give yourself some value," she said. "Otherwise, the boys would think you are throwing yourself at them." That's how I grew up and behaved myself, as a good lady should be. However, being well-behaved and wearing modest skirts all my life didn't prevent some guys to touch my bum in parties. Wearing jeans and heavy coat in the street didn't get me away from receiving some disgusting pickup lines, nor prevent some guys to get too close to me and think they can intimidate me at a full bus during the rush hour. When I was 22, I got myself into a car crash at 3 in the morning. I was driving back home from a party, and I didn't drink a single drop of alcohol. Even though no one was in the street, I kept the speed limit at its pace, because I didn't want to get caught by a speed camera and receive a ticket. But then, when I was very close to home, I turned the corner and this car got in the wrong direction, and we crashed each other's cars face to face. The street was empty. I was alone. Two guys came out of the car. "What did you do to my car?" one of them said. "Didn't you read the signs?" "Oh, look at her," the other said. "Honey, are you old enough to drive? I bet your dad doesn't know where you are." I said I was old enough. I was 22. And I was coming back home from a friend's house. "Oh, so I bet you're drunk. Tell me, sweetheart, didn't you drink tonight?" "Of course she did. Her speeding limit was way above the right point." At that time, I don't know why, but I made a fool of myself trying to convince them I was sober and driving at the limit, but they were too amused by my purple dress and glitter on my face to take me seriously. No one ever told me how to proceed when you get a car in an accident or who to call, and I knew nothing about cars, so I decided to call my brother to help me. I held myself not to cry because I felt so humiliated by those guys. They noticed my expression and said, "Oh, don't cry, honey. This is not the end of the world, see? You are overreacting. We are great people." They got closer to me. One touched my arm and asked for my phone number. I was terrified. My brother took 20 minutes to arrive, and until then, I had to handle those guys harassing me. I tried to get back to my car and lock the door, but the one holding my arm pulled me and asked why I was so afraid, because I must have been so cold in my dress. They could take care of me. I was too embarrassed and afraid to tell them to stop. What if they hit me, or worse? When my brother finally arrived, the scenario changed completely. They got a good distance from me and pretended nothing happened. They changed their tone of voice, started to talk to him in order to resolve the problem with the cars. I suddenly disappeared at their eyes. I wasn't there anymore. They completely ignored my presence. The insurance guy arrived. Everything was set up in 10 minutes and my brother drove me home. Some might say it was my fault. I shouldn't be driving alone so late at night. It is my fault if I dress up too nicely, because guys can control their instincts if they see me like that. It is our fault if a boy takes advantage of us in a party, because we shouldn't have drank too much and passed out. It is our fault if our boyfriend cheats on us, because in their eyes we shouldn't have been so dramatic and complicated. But the truth is, none of those things is our fault. But the world wants us to believe we should be sorry for trying to be true to ourselves. A lot of people think that feminism is about bringing men down. How many times would you all listen to things like, "Whoa, be careful, she's a feminist. She will be mad if a man pays for her dinner in a first date because he's degrading her pride. Don't you ever think of trying to help her opening the ketchup bottle because she's strong and independent and don't need a man." Or worse, feminists are all lesbians because they want to rule the world. Well, the thing is, feminism is not about hate, and this is not the definition of the word. We don't care about these things, really. I don't want to be treated like a princess, but as a simple human being. You know, someone that doesn't have their personal space violated in so many ways. For this day, 8th of March, women from all around the world just want some respect and to be released from fear.